formula. You know, they think of a sort of a hook or a gimmick, and then they have local people write these or assemble these books about, well, you know, the last one I did for them was on this day in Arcata, and it was great because we got to have photos and information from the Arcata Union as well as the Arcata Eye in it. This time, the idea was legendary locals of Arcata, and since every single person listening to this now and walking around in Humboldt is a legend in some way, it was really easy to find, and especially, of course, in Arcata, where it's full of kind of wonderful folks, going back to the beginning of recorded history. Yeah, it was fairly easy to get 120 or so legendary locals, and you have to get a good photo, and then you have to have some narrative to go with it, and so we put it together, and that's the book, Legendary Locals of Arcata.
Now, my understanding of it, first of all, you'll be doing some book signings tonight.
Yes.
At the Jacoby Storehouse for Arts Arcata, from 6 to 8.
It's kind of a multifaceted event. There's the book signing itself, and actually all my books. I have three others, the other history book and then the two police log books. We're going to have all of those on sale. But apart from that, we have items left over from the Jessica McGinty Bob Doran benefit. And we're going to continue the silent auction for that. You may remember the Arcata Union newspaper. It was around for 109 years in Arcata. I worked there, and we miss it a lot, as much as we love what we're doing now. That's a huge chunk of Arcata's history was documented in the Arcata Union. Well, at 7 p.m., we have a very special event, sort of an unveiling. Let's just say that we have a local restoration expert. Some people may enjoy those restoration shows on TV where they take some old funky piece of something and make it all glossy and glistening and beautiful and gorgeous. Well, we've done that, and locally with a wonderful local restoration expert. And the thing that we restored is going to be unveiled at 7 o'clock. So as you can see, you have literature, you have Jess and Bob love, and then you have history in the form of this thing that which will be unveiled at 7 p.m. So you got to come to Jacoby's Storehouse tonight.
Okay, so that is clearly a must-do situation. That
clearly,
is tonight.
Clearly.
Now, for people who, first of all, can read, congratulations, and stop bragging about
big.
It. But people can buy this book. It's up right now at Northtown Books' website if you're a shut-in. But if you're not a shut-in, you can actually go into Northtown Books. Where else can people buy your book locally?
Well, they can get it at the Eye. They can get it tonight. Gosh, all the local bookstores. Actually, I have an email from their marketing person. And let me look that up. I'll tell you every single darn place where you can buy it. I may also have a book signing, I hope, in Earl Miranda's cow tunnel underneath 255. This is my dream. We'll see if I can make it happen. You can get the book at Northtown Books, Booklegger in Eureka, Eureka Books, Silver Lining. You can buy it at Silver
Lining.
Really? Yeah. So go there and eat and then Barnes Family Drugs in Arcata, the Garden Gate in Arcata, the HSU bookstore, and what they're calling Murphy's Sunny Market. So that would be Murphy's Sunnybrae Market.
That's the hands down the best grocery store in all of Sunnybrae.
It is. It's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So
it's the best supermarket in all of downtown metropolitan Sunnybrae. But I believe the book will also be available at the California Welcome Center, Arcata Chamber of Commerce, as well, if it's not already.
As you plumbed the sneaky depths of Arcata history, is there an even time spread? Do you have like one legend per year, or
No. How
did you break it down?
No, it's really, first of all, the Humboldt Room is an amazing resource, and then there's a lot of the Humboldt Room up the HSU Library. That's great. And then there's a lot of people, local people that have collections and stuff. A few people, once they got wind of the book, they volunteered their family stuff. They have wonderful archives. So, no, there's not one per year. It's really kind of opportunistic. If you have a good photo and you have a decent piece of narrative, you're good to go. There's some gaps, I wish that we could have had more about the early indigenous people. There, but of course, history is written by the conquering civilization, and so we only know them through the lens of the people that came and blew them away. So that's really sad, but we did get some of that in. Then there's more, the settlement era of Arcata is pretty well documented. That is, the 1850s through 1900. There's more after that. There's kind of a gap around the World War II area. People weren't necessarily doing history then, but the sad thing is we know that there were legendary locals. There were distinctive, unique, eccentric people, ambient at that time. They may be lost to history, or maybe I can do volume two. And then we go through the 50s, 60s, 70s, right up to this year. We have a photo of the Martin Luther King Day celebration this year, and everybody that went to that is a legend, too. So, yeah, it pretty much spans Arcata history.
What period of Arcata history do you enjoy reading about the most?
Boy, I couldn't say that there's any one, because we're living the current history, and I must say that if it's weighted, it would be sort of current history, because that's what I'm experiencing and I have most access to. You know, I'm enchanted by all of it, just all of it, and what's great is knowing that no matter where you go in Arcata, the physical space you occupy was also occupied by people like Bret Hart, you know, and other notable people throughout history. And, you know, the one thing the takeaway from this, Mike, is that there's really nothing new under the sun. As wacky and wonderful as Arcata seems like it is today, it's always been that way. And not only that, but I think most places are just really full of great people doing awesome things. And, you know, I wish there could be a legendary locals for every block of every burg in this country, because you could probably find those people. This is only documented.
We're talking with Kevin Hoover, Arcata Eye Editor, K-Hum alumnoid, and author, Legendary Locals of Arcata. Again, nice link up at khum.com. You can see the cover, so you recognize it next time you're at Silver Lining. But I guess you know Arcata inside and out. You are, and I will say this, the preeminent fact-haver on that city. Since
I can call it a lot of things, but fact-haver,
yeah,
that's me.
Yeah, you're a fact-haver. I guess the question that I would have is, like, who was in last place? Like, you had to make the cut at some point. You had to draw the line, like, this person is not going to make the book because I only have so many pages. Who was the person who almost made the cut?
Oh, boy, wouldn't want to single anybody out as an also-ran, but those would be, I'll give you the category, those would be the people whose stuff came in late after the, you know, you sort of like, you form things up, you rough in the pages, then you kind of got to freeze them and move on. And there were a few that came in after that that it's like, damn, I wish I'd gotten that person in. There's just so many, Mike, and I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to single them out and make them sound like they're substandard, but honestly, you know, I just, the lesson that I get from this is that every single person has a story. We've known this for years. I mean, every single person has a great story and just amazing things that have happened to them, and they could all be elevated. It's almost arbitrary, really. I mean, we do have some really memorable people in here. There's Tony Gonzalez. You may know Tony. He's kind of a social butterfly in Arcata. He built a violin that David Grisman thought was awesome. You know, there's Jess McGinty. She has the right to remain curly. We have Mark Andre in here, who's our environmental services director. This guy is really responsible for reforming most of our biome around here. He's here with us today walking around. There's Janet Karnecki. She runs the CSA, Redwood Roots Farm. Amazing person.
Oh, my God. She's great.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
And what about Rose Welch or Bev Welch? I mean, Bev. She's the crosswalk guard out at Jacoby Creek School. I did some calculations. She has been doing this for 25 years. Going back and forth across that street that she walks kids across every morning, that's about 100 miles a year. She's walked 2,500 miles across that one little street. I mean, that isn't. How about this? There's two women who have gone, young women from Arcata, Zella Visade back in the 20s, and Brisa Roche, Phil Record's daughter. They both have gone to France and become pop stars. I mean, what are the odds that two Arcata girls would go and hit it big in France?
That is fantastic.
They did, and the, like I say, that is a historical resonance, and I told Brisa about that. She's, oh my God, if only we could sing a duet, you know? I mean, Zella Visade did a radio, it was a kind of avant-garde at the time, edgy sort of a thing. She did a radio show off the Eiffel Tower back in the 20s, you know? And, how about Arcata Scrap and Salvage? I mean, God, that's a women-run scrapyard, you know, with Bonnie Brenneman and Tony Moss. They're in the book. I mean, what's that all about? It's like this art place, sculptural resource, scrapyard. It's amazing. It's just amazing. I'm just looking through the book. There's just so many, Mike. And, gosh, you should be in there, and the K-Hum folks should be in there. Mr. Matthews, you know, I mean.
Well, you know what? This now I got to go buy this thing. So it is available at Northtown Books, Silver Lining, the Sunny Market in Sunny Bray.
I'm going to call it that from now on.
Exactly. Kevin Hoover, it's good to talk to you again, man. Congratulations. This thing sounds great.
Thank you, Mike.
And it also sounds like a thing that people who live in Arcata could send to their parents to make sense of what can often look like a questionable decision from the outside.
Yes, it puts faces on all the wackiness.
Exactly. Kevin Hoover, thank you so much, man.
Thanks, Mike.
Good luck at your reading tonight. That's
thank
at the Jacoby Storehouse. Kevin Hoover, author, alumnoid, and historian. This is a song about Humboldt County.